And I have to say that coming soon, as in June, Thomas will be 80 and Harry, the tortoise, will be at least that, perhaps even older, I would think. But just as an update, Harry the tortoise has had an accident and he's looking for a reptile doctor on Lee Side. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
I'm just curious as the numbers, because very soon you're going to be coming up to your 80th, so we'll certainly mark that one in the month of June. But how, that makes Harry much older than you, right?
Yeah, my brother maintains that he's probably over 80, because he thinks he was an adult when we got him.
Yeah, so he's at least 80, possibly even more. So what has happened? He's only a couple of weeks out of hibernation.
Well, he's out since before St. Patrick's Day, as I said, the reptile assassin's day, but he's out before that. But what I noticed yesterday was that when I was feeding him, is that he was very slow to go to his food. And as I was sitting out in the garden, I saw this red mark on his right leg. And when I examined it, I saw his right leg is slashed. And the only way, if you had to make it a comparison to that now, Neil, it would be like a slash from your ankle to your thigh.
Oh, that's a bad one then.
Yeah, and the skin is kind of folding over, like he, on the front of his leg, it is like armor, you know, it is very solid. But that's after peeling back a small bit. So what I done then is I left him finish his meal, and then I picked him up and brought him in and put him into lukewarm water. And I got a makeup brush and I brushed it down and cleaned it as best I could.
Yeah.
And then dried him up. And I put a small plaster on it, folded the plaster over it so that the skin was pushed against the opening, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, try and close the wound, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What I'm concerned about is that, you know, I haven't slept all night. I'm worried about him all night, even though he's asleep now and I haven't disturbed him, because I don't want to disturb him until the last minute.
Is it a deep wound? Do you think that the plaster will do it?
It is a deep wound, but what I'm worried about is infection.
I know. How do you think it happened? Any idea?
Harry is a fierce climber. He climbs in around up and over bricks and stuff like that. And he went down the step. Personally, if he went down the step, he would be on the terrace, and he wasn't. He was in the garden.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't notice it the day before. He was okay because I had him up and I'd be looking at him, you know.
Listen, absolutely. You don't want to take any chances because an infection, you know, could be lethal.
That's why I haven't slept all night because I'm so worried about him.
Actually, he's your best buddy.
And the thing about it, like, is that, like, I'm on my own here now with him. But the thing about it is, like, a reptile vet. I don't know who to turn to. I don't know where to go.
Well, Viv rang the Sunbeam Vets there a few minutes ago. They've got a reptile doctor there today, currently doing surgery on a ferret. Would you believe? So they do surgery on odd pets. Somebody's pet ferret needs interventions, and they're well capable of seeing Harry. What do you think?
I'll take him out there. Yeah, if I can, we'll see him. But you know, the only thing about it is that Harry's older than the vet. You know what I mean? I mean, he's one of the business. He's one of all the people that are walking out there.
They'll see him, Viv is saying, they'll see Harry after 3 p.m. this afternoon. Are you mobile enough? Have you a motor car or what? Would you be able to get to Blackpool?
Yeah, I will, but where the exact place is, I don't know.
I'd say it's the old Sunbeam. But we can find all of that out for you, because you are right. If it's a bad, bad cut and it's deep, there could be a risk of infection. So it's as well that they have a look at them anyway. I don't know if they have antibiotics for tortoises. They possibly do, but well, better to be safe than sorry, I would think.
Oh my God, yeah, because if I lost him, my life, I'm hoping that when I take my last breath, that Harry will be there. You know
I know,
I mean?
Should we all love Harry? We've had great chance.
I don't want to be the other way around.
Yeah, you want Harry to outlive you, of course you do. Why not?
Of course I do.
And he probably will too, in fairness to him, but we'll just get that checked out, all right? So why don't we set that up and come back to you and let you know what time and where to go?
That'll be brilliant altogether, Neil. I really appreciate it.
Nash, you haven't slept last night with the worry. Listen, let's see if
let's
get him checked out. Yeah, absolutely. All would be well. They'll sort him out 100%. Don't worry about it, all right?
Okay, thanks a million, Neil.
All right, Thomas.
I really appreciate
not
that.
At all, boy. Viv will be back to you. Viv will be back to you. Hang in there.
And thanks, Viv, too, for me. She's brilliant.
She'll talk to you later on, all right? Okay.
All right, Neil.
And then come back to me and let me know how you get on at the vets, all right?
I will.
All right, all the best, Thomas. Look after Harry. I know you will because you're best buddies and always have been.